And would you say I was up in Damascus or over in Damascus?
Probably either one, up or over. I went to Damascus. It's east of here, east okay. of this section.
If you're talking about someone living in Damascus, you might say he lives.
Yeah, he made his home in Damascus.
Uh-huh. Would you say he lives up in Damascus, or he lives?
Yeah, say up in Damascus.
How about if you're talking about someone living in Kingsport?
I'd say down. That's Kingsport is down the river. It's lower, and would say it's down.
Mm-hmm.
And Damascus would be a higher elevation than this, so we'd say up to Damascus and down to Kingsport.
Would you do that? How about if you talk about Mountain City?
Oh, see, Mountain City would be, we'd say that's a little bit farther. We'd say over to Mountain City or mm-hmm. over to Bristol. Bristol would be on about the same level, so we'd be over to them. Mm-hmm.
But if something were south of here, say, fairly.
He lives Bethton, we'd say Lisbon, we'd say down to Lisbon, of course, it's lower than this.
Uh-huh. But if it were a higher elevation,
we'd say up.
We'd say up. Okay.
Yeah, we kind of go according to elevation, whether it's up or down.
Okay. And would you? Is that the way you'd use it in talking about what's this man's name you were telling me about? This older fellow that I might talk to.
That's Mr. to Mr. Uncle A.
I see. And that would be. Because it's lower elevation?
And it wouldn't be too much different, but we say going down that way is be down.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It's kind of going south, southwest.
Mm-hmm. And if you're talking about everyone in a group at a, let's say, was at a some kind of a
gathering, activity. Gathering, or get together.
Yeah. You'd say why the whole what was there,
The whole gathering of the whole group.
Okay. Do you ever use anything like the whole kit and bilin, or the whole mob, or the whole gang, or the whole outlay, or?
Well, if it's a bunch of boys, we'd say it's a gang.
Okay.
Or, but if it's boisterous and out of line, we'd say it's a mob.
Okay. All right. And now if you're talking about when music plays and people get out on the floor, you call that a?
We call that a dancing, that they're dancing.
Okay. What kind of dances have they had around here?
Well, used to have the square dance and round dance, and then the that was the most prominent back in the olden times. They had the square dance and the round dance, mostly, when they had the old-time music makers that picked the banjo and played the violin and made music for them. They'd sit over in one corner of the room and then they would dance, clear the all the furniture out and have the rest of the room to dance in,
uh-huh.
to swing their partner. And they'd have the old Virginia reel, too. That was another one of the performers. Old Virginia reel, they'd go through that.
Well, any other kinds of dances? Not those were those usually in a hall, like, or at the church or something?
No, they'd be in a home, usually.
Mm-hmm.
No, that would be sanctimonious for a church. We didn't believe
it. I didn't mean in the church, but I mean like
in the home. No, that would be mostly in the homes. Some of the larger homes would have more. They have a large room. Why?
Mm-hmm.
They'd have them in their homes at Christmas time.
I see. And so the ground dance, square dance, and the Virginia reel.
The Virginia reel would just about take. I'm not much of a dancer, so I don't know the different terms.
Mm-hmm.
I always said that it was better if I had a hug to share it, a lot better to share it than it was to dance it.